crazy fish wings of love divine. God will take care of you. God will take care of you for every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through days of toil when heart doth fail, God will take care of you. When dangers pierce your path, assail, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will create of you. God will take care. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
Mark our books at number 696. 696. And once that's marked, let's turn to number 43. Number 43. And after this song, Bill, would you lead us in prayer?
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting. This is my story, this
Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening thanking you, Father, for the blessings of the day. Thanking you, Father, for the time that we've had together and even here tonight to worship you, to sing songs of praise to you, to hear another word, to hear the word from your gospel. Thank you, Father, for the blessing that you've given us, for our health that we can be here.
Yes.
Father, we pray for those that are our brothers and our sisters that need your help at this time. We pray, Father, for Sister Amelia Ann. And Father, we pray that you will heal her and help her to get back to her feet once again so that she can be with us. We pray for Debbie.
Yes.
Relic, Father, at the loss of Travis, a brother of ours and so dear. We pray for her that you'll give her the strength, help her to overcome the things that she needs to in her life, that she once again may be with us also. We pray for Gail with her surgery tomorrow. We pray, Father, that everything will go there, that you will guide the doctors and the nurses and the help that she needs, Father, to regain her health. And we pray also, Father, for James Cosby's dad. We pray that you watch over him and help him in every way that he can. Father, we love the family, we love James, and we pray for them as a family, that you can help them. There are people all over the world that need your help and your blessings, Father. We're mindful of them, and Father, we pray that some things, somehow, some way, that can be done to help them in their ailments. And we know that there are a lot of good charities out there that are trying to help children all over the world. And Father, we pray for them that they'll be able to do so. And for those, Father, that use your word and help through your word and everything, we pray especially for them, Father, that they may not only heal the children and take care of them, but to teach them the salvation that you have to offer.
Yes.
Thank you so much for the world in which we live, the country in which we enjoy. And Father, we pray for those that look after this country, for the men and the women in the military, for the policemen, for the first responders. We pray for them that you'll give them good health, and Father, we pray that their jobs may be completed, and we appreciate the work that they do. Father, we thank you for your church. The way that we have, Father, to look to be a part of, and Father, to obey you through it, for it to help us. Father, we can only say we're so grateful to the church and for the congregation that meets here at this place. We ask you to bless the church throughout the world, bless us here in this community that we might do the will that you'd have us to do, that those that are around about us may see you through us and, Father, want to be a part of it. We're grateful for Brother Robert, Sister Jane, as they work here. We ask you to bless them that much good can be done. Above all the things that we know of and can have, Father, we thank you for your Son, who came into the world, died upon the cross for our sins. But Father, left us the word that you would have us to know the things that we need to do to be pleasing to you and in your sight. Help us, Father, to be more like Jesus every day in our lives. And Father, we can only pray that we'll study your word, we'll put it in our hearts, and that we'll live it out in our lives. Help us, Father, to go forward this week. Help us to accomplish the things that we desire to do. And Father, we pray that we can always be willing and looking forward to the next time that we can assemble together. Forgive us, Father, for we realize that at times we do sin. Help us to overcome our weaknesses, and Father, help us to stand justified in your We ask you, Father, always to look after us and care for us, for we know that you will. And Father, we are thankful so much for you and your grace, but thankful for all the blessings that we receive from you. We thank you that you are our God and that we can look to you for help. And Father, help us always to be pleasing to thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. It's so true and accurate that the study of the Bible is illustrated by God and by His Son, Jesus Christ, as Jesus came to this earth and did what He did. As He showed the patience that He did in the suffering that He gave and the death that He died, He set for us a wonderful, wonderful example of which God, it is said there in 1 Peter 2 that He was well pleased. In regard to this particular matter tonight, what I'd like to do with you is take a look at what the Bible tells us in regard to how to live for the Lord. And that is to provide a wonderful example. Edgar Allan Guest was quite a poet. And along the way with his poetry work, a number of his poems have been set to music and sung by various groups in the church as well as outside in the general public. And he had a way of putting words together in a kind of a form that would be easy for a musician to put into words in the music background for it. And in regard to this, he wrote a poem that had reference to that work, Edgar Albert Guest. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. Listen to what he said in regard to an example of a sermon. I'm going to read the whole thing of this, but I emphasize in my quotation most of the time just the first and third verses of this particular poem. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one should walk with me than merely tell the way. The eye is a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but examples are always clear. And the best of preachers are the ones who live their creed. And to see good put into action is what everybody needs. I soon can learn to do it if you'll let me see it done. I can watch your hands and in action, but your tongue too fast may run. And the lecture you deliver may be very wise and true, but I'd rather get my lessons by observing what you do. For I might misunderstand you and the high advice you give, but there's no misunderstanding how you act and how you live. When I see a deed of kindness, I'm eager to be kind. When a weaker brother stumbles and a strong man stays behind, just to see if he can help him, then the wish grows strong in me to become as big and thoughtful as I know that friend to be. And all the travelers can witness that the best of guides today is not the one who tells them, but the one who shows the way. One good man teaches many. Men believe what they behold. One deed of kindness noticed is worth 40 that are told. Who stands with men of honor learns to hold his honor dear. For right thing, right living speaks a language which everyone is clear. And though an able speaker charm me with his eloquence, I say, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. And what a deal that is.
As I said, I generally cite just the first and third verses of this, which go this way. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one would walk with me than merely tell the way. The eye is a better pupil to do than is the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example is always clear. And the best of all the preachers are the men who live their creed. For to see good put into action is what everybody needs. When I see a deed of kindness, I'm eager to be kind. When a weaker brother stumbles and a strong man stays behind, just to see if he can help him, then the wish grows strong in me to become as big and thoughtful as I know that friend to be. And all the travelers can witness that the best of guides today is not the one who tells them, but the one who shows the way. And I use that whether I go to young people's programs and activities at schools and various other places about club meetings and things like that. And so I've enjoyed that idea of the example. But what does the Bible say about an example? Notice what Paul wrote to Timothy in the writing of 1 Timothy chapter 4 and down at verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. He goes on to say, meditate upon these things and give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. If we're people who the Bible talks about being saved from sin, we're the people who show by example what we're teaching. We show by example as we're leading them to the Lord and to their right way. And we, by virtue of practice, are people that trust, that people have trust in greatly. For when he said in verse 12, let no man despise thy youth, he's talking to Timothy, but be thou an example to the believer in words, in the words that you say, the words that come out of your mouth, the teaching that you give, the tone of the teaching that's given. You and I know both that that tone either accepts or turns away the thing that is said following that. The tone is important. That it's an interesting tone, an interesting way, a decided way in word. In conversation, that word conversation is used in the old Greek text meaning your example. Your conversation, your manner of life, your example. When we show people that we care about their product, they care about what we borrowed from them. We care enough to bring it back, and we bring it back in as good shape as it was received. We find ourselves being an example of that, and they respect that and appreciate that deeply. There are parents out here who like to do some things, but not their children or young children, not appropriate to take them to that place. Because their age and their circumstances of life, they just need somebody to watch out after them for a little while they're gone. Would they put their trust in somebody whose words are vanities and whose manner of life is just as vain and empty as that of the words? Or would they rather have somebody that really is the example of being good with their words chosen, and their example of dealing with the things that they have of someone else that they borrowed for a time? Or drive an automobile in such a way to be more thoughtful about how the driving is done. The same thing is true in regard to the other four things that I mentioned here. In charity, the word charity there is a word for agape love. It's a word for godlike love. Godlike love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He did that because of the care that he had for mankind. In spirit, that word spirit has reference to the ego of a person, their decision making. You know that you've seen people that want to play the game and they arrive at the game and they look forward to it. And you've seen people who barely get out of the car and stomp and hiss of the dirt and the ground and everything and don't really want to play there. They don't really want to be there. They don't want to be in that game. And he says, be an example of the believer. The believer in God, the believer for hope of salvation, the believer that's worthy to be accepted of God. This particular example is to be an example in spirit, in the ego that you show, the joy that you have for life, and in faith and in purity. When we give in such a way next Sunday, and we give in faith, a prayer of faith, that this will be used for good and only good, then it is a word of faith in that matter that's there instead of, well, I've got this to give and I'll just throw it in. That's the idea that is so not with it. The idea of the faith in which we give and the faith that we have in help and hope. This congregation was a supporter of the Bible Speaks program in Jackson, Mississippi back many years ago. My home congregation at Nile was also a supporter. Between the money from here and the money from now, it made right at $200 of contribution every single month. We had a problem with the television station. They wanted the big money that came with the Ginzu knives. The Ginzu knives, you remember, was first advertised on television. They were sharp and sharper than paper was and one thing and another. And the Ginzu knives were just there to be bought and purchased and everything. And they came in and offered a whole year of money in advance to take our spot at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings. We had what we thought was the best spot for people who stayed at home, people who turned on the television set, people who said, well, these guys answer Bible questions. Let's just watch that for a little while. And they would watch, and there were many people converted from that program. Obeyed the gospel where they were. And the Nile Church and the Crockett Church were both such a part of it that they supported. Never got it, never received it here by way of the fact that we're so far away from it. The signals did not come here. But they did all around into Jackson and all the surrounding area. And the Nile congregation had the brethren who were at service at that time. 10 o'clock was the time that they were not watching television. And so they didn't see it in that sense. But I took some very pictures of that and I brought up here and showed by example some of the words that were being used in the program and everything, the teaching that was done. And I did that at Nile as well. And I wanted the people to hear what was being said and done, the questions that were being asked and the answers that were being given. And so it was the case that it was that way. We had a faith in that doing good. And I used to go down to the Canton Flea Market. The festival is done each year, a couple of times a year. And I would go down and park my car in somebody's yard and pay them a little fee to watch out after that vehicle for to take care of it. And they would there at Canton. And I'd walk around and count how many minutes it took for somebody to walk by me and say, whoa, wait a minute. Don't I know you? I know you from the television program on Channel 12. I know you. And they would know Robert Ross. And they'd know Stacy Carter. And they'd understand that we care about teaching the gospel and everything. That was a time, and I had a fun time doing that. But I just did that just to see, were there people coming from all around the area, and would there be somebody there that would see that television program? I knew that they were not in church service at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, and I knew that they were watching that program, and that was a good thing to know. What I'm saying is, be an example in faith and in that hope that you have, and in purity. Be an example in purity. This especially will be there for good when you take care of little children. Someone wants to go someplace, they want somebody to care for their children, they want them to do that way of life, and that way of life has got to involve purity. Taking advantage of a little child in that particular situation naturally would be something that you could do in an impure manner. And that's not to be done. It's to be done in purity. And he says, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Everybody needs to see that this is an example. An example of the Lord's way and the Lord's will. That's the way that we do. That's the way that we'd have. And I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. Certainly tells the truth on that matter. Now if you turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 2. And 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning at verse number 18. Servants, he says. 1 Peter 2 and 18. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward and crooked. What is he saying here? For this is thanksworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your faults, that you take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it and take it patiently, this is acceptable to whom? To God. Acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us what? An example that we should follow in his steps. Who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed. But ye were as sheep going astray, but now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. What happens when we do not patiently accept what is said? It reflects upon us and reflects upon our way of serving God. And I know that the teaching of the Westerns that I enjoyed so well as a youth and I still enjoy, I see a lot of the ideas that I tried to practice there for a time. And so I don't know that I ever won anybody in that time. When they struck me, I struck them back a lot stronger. And I could do that. And I don't know that that convinced them to serve what I was preaching, so as much as it convinced them that they needed not to say that to me anymore or do that to me anymore. And I don't know all the ins and outs about why the Lord wanted us to follow this way, but I do know he says if we suffer wrong patiently, it is well pleasing to whom? To God. And so I made changes in my life in that regard, and I'm so glad that I did. I ran into problems and difficulties along the way, and the way that it was measured out was the way that God says, in patience. And in patience, the things changed and people could repent, and they did. They have a hope of heaven today that they wouldn't have had, I don't believe, if they live the way that they were doing at the time I first knew them. So there's a lot of blessings in regard to being an example. Once again, let me close with this particular point. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one would walk with me than merely point the way. The eye is a better pupil to do than is the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example is always clear. And the best of the preachers are the men who live their creed. For to see good put into action is what everybody needs. What a blessing it is for you and me to be that way. Would you come to Jesus if you respond to God's invitation tonight as we stand as we sing?
There's a fountain with its taste, oh, taste to its spring. 'Tis the fount of love from the source of love, and he bids us all freely drink. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me. Thirsty soul, hear the welcome call. 'Tis the fountain open for all. There's a rock that's left, and no soul is left that may not its pure water shed. 'Tis for you and me, and its stream I see. Let us hasten joyfully there. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come, 'tis for you and me. Thirsty soul, hear the welcome call, 'tis the fountain open for all. Thank you for your interest in such matters as this, and may God bless you. In our singing the invitation song, I kind of say, well, we don't need to do that. We all members of the church, and we're all faithful in our prayers to God. But the people in Belize appreciate our singing the song along the way. Because when they hear these songs sung, some of them they don't know and they really rejoice in, but they always have present people who are not obedient to the gospel. And they hear, come to Jesus, as we stand and say. And they invite him to come to it. What a blessing. What a blessing. They still write us for that. Good to be with you.
Wonderful words of love.
Let's bring more of their beauty sing.
Wonderful words of life.
Words of life and beauty. Teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words. Wonderful words. Wonderful words of life. Of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Most gracious, loving Heavenly Father, once again we come to you thanking you for the many blessings of this life. We especially pray for those that were mentioned here this evening, that you may be with them and bless them as only you can. We pray for those that are sick, the sorrowful, the ones who lost loved ones. We pray also, Lord,